and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. We have a really interesting topic lined up for you this week.
This week we're getting curious about volcanoes.
I think many of us know what volcanoes are, but depending on where you live or where you've traveled, chances are that many of you have never seen a volcano. In fact, 75% of the active volcanoes on Earth are all in a specific part of the Pacific Ocean that has been given a special name.
The question of the week is, what is the name of the part of the Pacific Ocean that has all these volcanoes?
Okay, let's get started by explaining why we call them volcanoes in the first place.
The name comes from Vulcan, the god of fire.
In Roman mythology, Vulcan is the god of fire. And we know what happens when a volcano erupts, so volcano seems like a fitting name. So, what is a volcano exactly?
A volcano is a crack in the Earth's crust.
That's right. The outer layer of Earth is called the crust. The crust of the Earth is hard and dry.
Under the crust is the mantle, which is not hard and dry.
The crust makes up less than 1% of the Earth's total volume, which is a very small amount. The mantle underneath is much larger, and it contains hot, molten rock.
The molten rock under the crust is called magma.
And when there is a crack in the crust, the magma underneath can occasionally burst through the crack when the volcano erupts.
Once the magma shoots out of the volcano, it's like lava.
So how about we discuss how volcanoes are formed? There are two different ways volcanoes can form. And in order to understand it more, we need to know what tectonic plates are. Tectonic plates are sections of the crust that float on top of the mantle.
The plates float like pieces in a jigsaw puzzle.
That's a great way to think of it. But it's not a perfect jigsaw puzzle. Sometimes the tectonic plates break apart and a crack is formed with hot magma flowing underneath and you have a volcano. Also, the tectonic plates can push against each other, forcing parts of the Earth's crust upward, forming a volcano that also has hot magma churning below. The magma under a volcano is under pressure, and sometimes, when the pressure is really high, the magma is forced out of the crack at the top of the volcano.
And that's when you get a volcano eruption.
The second way volcanoes can form is from what are called hot spots.
This happens when the crust is too thin or the mantle is too hot.
And hot spots can occur in areas that are not on edges of tectonic plates.
Are all volcanoes the same?
No, they're not. Volcanoes can be very different and are usually categorized in two ways. The first is by type, and the second is by how active they are.
There are three main types of volcanoes.
There are a few others also, but we are going to discuss the most common three.
First, there is the shield volcano.
Why do you think it's called a shield volcano?
Because it has the shape of a shield.
It sure does. A very, very big shield. Shield volcanoes are the biggest of all the volcanoes. They are very wide and not so tall. If you've ever been to Hawaii, you've seen a shield volcano.
When they erupt, there's usually a gentle lava flow.
Shield volcano eruptions are not as violent as the eruptions of other volcanoes.
Second, there are cinder cone volcanoes.
These are the most common type of volcano, and when they erupt, it is usually very violent with lots of lava shooting out. Cinder cone volcanoes are short and steep. Paracutin volcano in Mexico is one of the best known cinder cone volcanoes. The Paracutin volcano formed suddenly in 1943 in what was previously a cornfield.
The last common type of volcano is called a composite volcano.
If you picture a volcano in your mind, you are probably picturing a composite volcano. The most famous volcanoes in the world, like Mount Fuji in Japan and Mount St. Helens in Washington State are examples of composite volcanoes. Their eruptions are explosive and violent and include very little lava.
Rock, ash, and gas come out of these volcanoes when they erupt.
Yikes, that's very dangerous. Now that we've discussed the three major types of volcanoes, let's talk about the other way volcanoes are classified. We can describe volcanoes as being active, dormant, or extinct to let us know the last time the volcano erupted and whether it is expected to erupt again.
An active volcano has erupted in the last 10,000 years.
Active volcanoes are likely to erupt in the future too.
Dormant volcanoes are volcanoes that are sleeping.
By sleeping, we mean that a dormant volcano has not erupted in the last 10,000 years. These volcanoes are also likely to wake up and erupt again in the future.
Volcanoes can also be extinct.
As you can probably guess, extinct volcanoes are never expected to erupt again.
Surprise! Extinct volcanoes have erupted before.
That's true. Volcanoes are unpredictable, so these activity categories are not perfect. So don't assume that an extinct volcano can't erupt, because they occasionally do erupt.
Do people have to be worried about volcanoes?
Some people do. There are some people that live within the danger zone surrounding an active volcano. 350 million people worldwide, or about 5% of the worldwide population, live in these areas.
Did you know that volcanoes don't always have to be on land?
That's really interesting. Volcanoes can exist in water. There are volcanoes on the ocean floor.
There are about 1,900 active volcanoes on Earth.
That's a whole lot, and many of them are in the same area. About 90% of the volcanoes on Earth exist in this major area in the basin of the Pacific Ocean. The area has a special name. Olivia, why don't you tell everyone the answer to the question of the week?
The area where all these volcanoes are is called the Ring of Fire.
That's an interesting name, but I don't like the name much, and I'll tell you why. When you think of the word ring, what shape comes to mind?
I think of a circle because rings are shaped like a circle.
Exactly. But the Ring of Fire is not a complete circle. It's actually horseshoe shaped. So perhaps it should be called the Horseshoe of Fire.
There are also a lot of earthquakes in the Ring of Fire.
It's a very volatile area. About 90% of the world's earthquakes happen around the Ring of Fire. And 22 of the top 25 largest volcanic eruptions happened there too. It's a very large area. The horseshoe measures about 25,000 miles, or 40,000 kilometers, but there are a lot of volcanoes and earthquakes in that region, even for the large area.
Volcanoes are so interesting.
I know. Where we live in New Jersey, we don't have volcanoes, so it's always fun to learn about something you are not very familiar with. Well, that's a wrap for this episode.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast, episode 36, on volcanoes.
Great job, Olivia. Do you love our podcast? If you do, and you have friends with kids that may also enjoy listening to us, please spread the word about Curious Kid Podcast. We rely on word of mouth to help grow our audience, and we would really appreciate if you help us spread the word. Feel free to direct your friends to Facebook and Instagram, where they can follow us. Or simply tell them to subscribe to Curious Kid Podcast wherever they listen to podcasts. We are always looking for episode topic suggestions, so drop us a line at curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com to let us know what you are curious about. Please include your name, age, and hometown so we can thank you. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.